morning, my friends. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sunshine in here. 34 degrees where we're at. Tuesday talk around begins. With our friends, Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks. Good to have you back in-house.
Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Sherry, we were going to send out a search party. We really didn't know. I was like, man, I miss having Sherry in here talking about how lousy the weather is. But You brought some better stuff back with you. So thank you for doing that. Steve, how our numbers look?
Hanging in there. I think hopefully we're slipping in the right direction a little bit.
All right.
So just keep watching.
Okay. I got a question I want to, I'm going to throw this out to both of you. When someone wants to, like, buy or sell, okay? Let's say, for instance, they're wanting to sell. They call Action Realty. What is the first thing that you guys do? Take me through it step by step. Call Action Realty because you're the pros. And then what happens?
So the first thing that I like to do is just find out a little bit of what their plan is, where their property is, if they have a time frame. Sometimes there's certain scenarios that come into play with selling or buying a house. So then really after that first initial visit on the phone, I like to go out and meet with the, the customer or client and take a look at the property or visit about what they're looking for in a home if they're buying.
So talking about scenarios, and I'm glad you brought that up. So somebody's wanting to buy a home, okay, and it's priced up pretty high. And you pretty much know going in because as much experience as you two have, you two know how to size people up pretty quick. What if somebody's looking at a home that's way out of their price range? How do you delicately tiptoe up to that? I'll let either one of you answer that one.
Well, you know, I guess that's why we like to get people pre-qualified, you know, so that we probably try not to do that because obviously once you see something that nice,
exactly.
You don't want to settle for anything less than that. And if you can't afford it, you're just beating your head against the wall.
Right.
And so it's kind of, you know, I don't want to say wasting time because the time with the client's always important. But, you know, the seller's got to get a house ready to show it and you got to take time to go out and show that property, and if they can't afford it, it's kind of some lost time.
So from the banking end, Steve, what kind of a process is it to pre-qualify? Is that a long kind of arduous thing? Or
no, it's not. In fact, in most cases, you can call your local banker, and I mean, there's three banks in town that have good, you know, loan officers and things, and they can almost do it, you know, over the phone or get onto the internet and pre-qualify themselves to that loan officer without having to go in even.
Seriously, it's done that easy.
Yeah,
well,
I suppose
with internet too, it's a simple process.
Correct. And you know, it's a good start at least, you know, people to get seen and get started on that because it's an important process.
And let's talk to, and we'll review this once again. Tell me a little bit about appraisals. Where does that factor into the buying and selling of a home? I know we've talked about it before, but catch me up on that again.
So the appraisal is actually ordered by the lender, and they are looking for any safety concerns of that property, and then also the value of the property if it fits into where the offer was made and the purchase price is set at. So that's not the actual appraisal doesn't happen till usually about maybe even a month, 3 weeks to a month before closing. So that's one of our final steps.
How does the appraiser get picked? I mean, how does that can the buyer or seller, I mean, how does that work?
It's just a kind of a database, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's a pool.
Yep.
You know, they have approved appraisers, and then they'll put it into that pool. But there's also a due date on it, and that either sometimes will just take some of those appraisers out because they're too busy. You know, and of course we don't want to wait too long because if an appraiser comes in a week before closing and then requires repairs, You can't get those all done and get him back to inspect in a week.
That makes sense.
You know, so you really, really want to have these things done sooner than that, if at all possible. And You know, during the winter, it slowed down, I think, across the board pretty much in the area. And I think with most of the appraisers and the inspectors, too, you know, or the home inspectors, you know, they were not as busy. But it's I'm sure it's picking up steam now.
Great information. Folks, if people want to know more, buying or selling, and they're thinking about it, and it's like, okay, the weather's getting nicer, and now's the time I'm gonna pull the trigger, what is your number down there at Action Realty?
642-4700, and we're located at 419 Dakota Avenue.
All right. And, folks, we need emails. Keep those emails. I know at one point they were coming in fast and furious. We need some more. Send them to news@kbmw, or wait a minute, kbmwnews.com. There, I finally got it all figured out. So
one more tip for spring.
I was going to wrap it up with that.
I'm driving around looking at houses, and I'm seeing a lot of the downspouts still tipped up on their, you know, the one coming down the side of the house where they're still up. Get those down, and now it's time to start cleaning out gutters, because if it starts raining and they don't drain, you're going to have it coming right down beside the house.
You bet, and you don't want that.
No, you don't.
All right. Steve and Sherry, always great to have you in here, my friends. Good to have you back, Sherry.
Thanks, Bill.
And
nice
the weather's going to be beautiful now that you're back, now that you're back with us. So that's a good thing.
Perfect.
Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We do it every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. It's 914. Good morning.
More daylight, warmer weather, and great morning radio. It's springtime in the Southern Valley, and Bill Dablo.
I love your radio station.
Monday through Friday mornings, 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
We're back up in the country, back.